This is your source for profoundly interesting news briefs. Guitar Business Radio presents The Shorts.
So clearly the big news of the week was the not very unexpected move by Gibson to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. And so I guess they will now be added to the ongoing Journal of Famous Bankruptcies, which I presume somebody must be publishing somewhere. Now, as I said many episodes ago when the Gibson talk was heating up, that the brand was not going anywhere, but things would probably change. It now appears that when the company emerges from Chapter 11, which I assume it will be a slimmed down, back to basics organization returning to its roots, producing, guitars, you think? By the way, for those of you who've been listening to me for a while now, you know that I'm a big advocate for simplicity. That doesn't mean bare bones, starve yourself from life simplicity, but more in line with simplicity of purpose and clarity of thought. And so in some respects, the move by Gibson seems to be a move in that direction. I doubt they were influenced in any way by my words in the value shot, but it's always nice to see real world examples of the ideas that you're pushing out there. One thing I may add about all of this is that Henry has received a lot of criticism, and I'm not going to join the pack on that here. No need for it. But in business, growth comes in many forms and quite often requires us to do different things, go in different directions, and take risks, big and small. You know, we can speculate on motives and competency all we want, but it's hard to believe there was any intent to drive the company into the ground. Sometimes things just don't work out, and more changes are required. What that means is the spaghetti didn't stick to the wall, and now some cleanup is needed before we start cooking again. Now, as we leave Metaphor Village and continue on our tour, I wanted to circle back with a quick update on two guitar-related crowdfunding projects I mentioned a couple of episodes ago. I originally said I would report back in a month, but out of curiosity, I went out and checked on both of them just to see what progress, if any, had taken place. Now, both of these projects, Alkier Guitars and Pitch Pilot, both had a bit less than a month to go on their campaigns. What kind of surprised me was that there has been virtually no change in either one in terms of additional funding commitments. The main difference between the two is that Alkier had already met their goal by a small amount, and I would have expected them to continue to raise money. And the other one, Pitch Pilot, was and still is at 3% of goal. And it's probably a safe bet that they're going to have to take a different path. Some things just don't work out. But for now, here's something completely different.